boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
For the past, 2 years, I have not been Destiny from Those Girls in the Afternoon. No, I have been Andrew.
To some, she's been Andrew.
A doctor, nurse, I'm not really quite sure, but some people really want to hire me from all over the U.S. Let's really dive into this. You think I'm Destiny from Those Girls in the Afternoon? I am Destiny from Those Girls.
If we weren't clear.
But over the last 2 years, I've been getting text messages for a guy named Andrew and phone calls saying, hey, Andrew, we want to hire you. And I believe he's a doctor or a nurse. I'm not really quite sure, but they want to hire him all over the U.S. in hospitals and at doctor's offices. I usually miss the phone call. I don't like to answer numbers I don't know.
Right.
And I get text messages at least once, if not twice a week. It's been going on for 2 years.
It's not a coincidence. It's clearly somewhere down the road. It's not a one-off thing.
No. This whole time I'm maybe he's got his resume out there and he accidentally put my phone number on there.
Yeah.
One digit off. I don't know. We talked about this yesterday because somebody messed up a doctor's office in San Antonio, texted me, and they gave me his last name.
First time ever. You've only ever known him as Andrew.
We have got an in. Somebody heard me talking about this. She knows Andrew. She worked with Andrew. Mm-hmm. She's going to give us everything we need to know about Andrew. Coming up at 4:10 today. Are we going to get closer?
The plot is thickening.
It is. Be listening 4:10 today. Who is Andrew? We'll find out. Next stop for Stuff the Wagon, Iowa City. We're going to be there on Monday, 3 to 7 p.m.
We're collecting donations for the entire family. If you haven't heard, Stuff the Wagon is for Cedar Valley Humane Society and our furry friends there that we've been helping out for the last 2 years. But we've also opened it up to HACAP, so non-perishable food items and things to stock up their pantry because, of course, they are also very busy during the holiday season.
We've got the wish list for Cedar Valley Humane Society. And also, what is HACAP looking for this holiday season? On our website at KZRA.com and the free Z102.9 app as well. But if you're going to stop out at Zio Giano's in Iowa City on Monday from 3 to 7 p.m., also on our website and our app, we've got a map of where there's going to be nearby shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get something off of either's wish list, we got the shopping for you there in a map.
We've got your entire afternoon mapped out for you on Monday for the Stuff the Wagon donation drop off. Because you can also treat yourself to dinner. We're going to give you a $5 coupon to Zio Giano's to treat yourself to dinner while you're at it.
Come see us Monday, 3 to 7 p.m. We'll be broadcasting live in the trunk of the station wagon for the next stop for Stuff the Wagon.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There's been a lot of buzz about Taylor Frankie Paul as the new Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Because she's from The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. This is the first time that the Bachelor's franchise is pulling someone from a different TV series to be their lead looking for love. And it has been made clear that she's filming the show right now because we're not going to get to see it until March of next year. But people are a little worried that she's spoiling it already.
No, do that.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, we'll dive into that. Let me tell you what she most recently posted. Because she did reveal earlier in the week that when she was at Dancing with the Stars to support her two other castmates, that was a group date. She was there with some of the men. Now, in the last couple days, she posted that she was at an NFL game
mm-hmm.
for a one-on-one date. Not just that, she's got the dude's arm mm-hmm. in the video. So no face. You can, I mean, if you haven't done your research, you're not going to know who it is. But there are people who already know who the contestants are. So they're like, oh, we know that you're on a date with this guy. Her caption says, catch us on the kiss cam. Then there's people in the comments of this TikTok posting photos of them at the game with the two of them. Oh my gosh, Taylor Frankie Paul, can I get a picture? And the guy is hopping in it too. So they're kind of spoiling who she's on the date with.
No, I like this. Because I feel like sometimes we don't get enough behind the scenes or more of the date in The Bachelorette or even The Bachelor, to be quite honest with you. I feel like it's just so rushed, or we don't even get more of the drama, if that makes sense. Because they have to put so much in so little time, if that makes sense. So I am really excited for us to see more of the behind the scenes with Taylor. And I'm not even honestly thinking that she's spoiling too much. I think she needs to give us a little bit of a nugget for us to get excited, to get us through how long we have to wait till
March. That's my only gripe. Can we, production, she's putting stuff out there. I need you to speed it up. Let's get it out in January.
Why can't this be like old time TV? Like, why can't we get one episode? I mean, that's what it's going to be like anyways. But let's do one episode every 2 weeks. I know you've got some footage. Let's get to it.
Where are the producers? We'd like to come aboard, please.
We'll do some editing.
Yeah, we will.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Yesterday, I gifted Taylor these adorable gingerbread salt and pepper shakers.
Re-gifted.
She's not wrong. My ex-fiance had gifted them to me back in 2019. He did this thing where he would give me something gingerbread every single year. I thought it was the cutest thing ever.
I like that.
I still had them, and I probably would have honestly kept them. They didn't mean anything to me, but it's just they don't go with my decor anymore. That was the only reason why I had to give them up. But I didn't want to donate them just because they're so cute and they're a little fragile. So I thought, well, I'll give them to Taylor. Yesterday, I gave them to you, and I said, do you like these? And you said, yeah, but why? I said, well, do you like them? Answer that first, and then I'll tell you why. She said, yes, and then I told her they were from my ex.
Mm-hmm.
You took them. But now I'm offended of where you have them. We're planning the show, getting ready for the day, and I look up at the top of your desk, and there they are, the salt and pepper shakers. Why are they not home?
So, because I don't know if I want them in my home. Not because I don't think they're cute. I'm not shaming you for regifting. It's the fact that they are regifted from your ex, who probably wishes me really ill will. You know? Because, you know,
we do say it often that if he were to hate either one of them, he probably hates you the most.
Well, you know, that's how it is when you have a bestie and you go through a breakup.
She dogs on him more.
They probably hate the bestie more than they hate the ex. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and I welcome that, okay? It's fine. I deserve it. However, I don't know if I want them in my home.
What, you think? Do you think there's a camera in there?
Maybe. Is there, like, cyanide in them? I don't know. Was he planning for this day? I don't know that I want to bring that energy into my home. However, where I do welcome that energy is at work, baby. It's warding off all the bad spirits.
Let's enjoy some toxic work energy.
They might be my saviors.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
Pretty quiet out there
compared to yesterday.
I'm saying, where is the excitement today? Where are the cops?
Do we think they're onto something today? Like, do you think they're, like, I don't know, fighting crime?
Well, that's their job. In general.
She's like, duh, Captain Obvious over here.
We had a caravan of cops yesterday across the street. There's like an empty warehouse now, I guess. And they were clearly doing some sort of training. They had dogs out there. They had people in full, not suits, but, oh.
What are they over there?
Oh, I don't know.
Half realtor, half cop.
I don't know what they were doing. That's the problem.
When you said suit.
Well, I know, not a suit, but like the gear, you know? Can you tell I don't know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they were selling the property, but also searching for drugs.
Hey, that's actually a great undercover bit.
You know what? Do you think they do that?
Real estate agent that's really an undercover cop?
If they haven't, can we be hired for that?
Oh, probably not. I don't think so.
So for the past 2 years, I have been getting this guy named Andrew phone calls and text messages, people wanting to hire him. I think he works in the medical field. And I'm not him, obviously.
No, and it's also not a coincidence because it keeps happening. Your phone number and his have somehow gotten confused.
No, 100%. I got not one, but two on Tuesday, and somebody finally messed up, and they revealed his last name. So we're a little bit closer, and you happen to hear me talking about this, and you think you might know who I'm talking about?
I mean, the only one I know is Andy Bahunek. Is that who it is?
It is. Do you know him? Like, personally?
Yes. Pretty well. I worked with him before. But he doesn't have Facebook, but I am Facebook friends with his wife.
Yeah, last 2 years, I've gotten phone calls and text messages of people wanting to offer him a job. I don't know if he has his number wrong on his resume or if maybe he accidentally put my number down for something. I have no idea what's going on, but I'd love to tell him because I think it's hilarious.
Okay, I don't think he's going anywhere. He just won some award at Mercy for like a standing NP or something a couple years ago. And yeah, I worked with him as a nurse and at the hospital and his wife too. So they're not going anywhere. I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, is he a great guy? Like, can you like tell me a little bit about him?
He's funny.
Oh, great.
Oh, he's. Yeah, he's funny. He's super charismatic and humble. And yeah, his patients love him. And we liked him when we were as nurses too. We love working with him too. Very knowledgeable and just helpful. And yeah, the Mercy touch for sure.
Well, that's awesome. You'll have to tell his wife what's been going on and keep me informed because I'd love to know what she says.
And he's a very wanted man.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you guys. You guys are all, you're hilarious. Okay, so I'll message his wife and let her know and see what she says.
Hey, I heard my name on 102.0, or I didn't hear it, but my buddies heard it.
What's your name?
Andrew Bahonic.
Okay, so did they tell you the story?
A little bit. Something about San Antonio and job offers. And,
yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, that sounds interesting.
Okay, so can I tell you what's going on?
Yeah.
Do you even listen to the show, Those Girls in the Afternoon?
I am guilty. I do not, but my buddies must because I'm getting blown up here. Like, your name is just on 102.9. You better call them. I'm like, oh, okay.
I got to give you the lore. So we started the show. It's just two girls. It's Destiny and Taylor. We started the show two years ago. And literally around that time, I started to get phone calls and text messages for this guy named Andrew. And they offer you jobs constantly. And I didn't really know. Yeah, no, they do. Constantly. And I didn't know anything other than this. There's this guy named Andrew and there are people wanting to offer you jobs. And it's all over the U.S.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it on the show all the time. Like, oh, Andrew got offered this job. Like, should I fake his identity? That's a joke. I would never. should I fake his identity? Should I try to take one of the jobs? It's all a joke, right? But we've talked about this constantly on the show. But somebody screwed up yesterday, finally, and they said your last name. So I searched you, and you don't got a LinkedIn. First off, where are you at on LinkedIn, bro?
I am off the grid for these reasons. No, I don't have Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm very happy at Mercy Cardiology, but I mean, I went to San Antonio last year because somebody said, oh, yeah, you're getting offers from San Antonio now. I'm like, well, I just went there once. No, I've been at Mercy for 7 years, but I mean, I get some offers on my phone number, but you must have one of my old phone numbers. But it's been a while since I changed.
That is so funny. Yeah, literally from a phone number, 954-281. It said, we're seeking a family practice nurse practitioner for a primary care group expanding to San Antonio. This is a full-time Monday through Friday role with a total annual compensation of about $130,000. And I'm like, Jesus, that I don't even make that much.
Well, hey, you negotiate for me. If you can get better than that, then we can link back up.
That's hilarious.
That's not bad, but...
For the past 2 years, I have been getting text messages and phone calls for this guy named Andrew. People have been wanting to reach out to you, offering you jobs all over the U.S. And I'm not Andrew, obviously.
But clearly there's a mix up with the phone numbers.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Like, do we have the same phone number? Like, are we close, just off a digit? So we got to have, like, the same phone number.
No, and what's funny is I've never had that phone number before.
My phone number is 3195. So I don't know how close our phone number was or not.
Gosh, no, mine's 2.
Okay, so why are they calling me?
I have no idea because I've had this number for the past 7 years.
Uh-huh, and I've had this since the day I got a phone, which is in middle school. Okay, but did you ever have it?
You know what?
Did you have an assistant?
I, No, I don't, but I have a burner number, and that's not it. And I only use my burner number, not because I have a burner number. I only use that at Jersey Mike's because I don't want them calling me. So I make up the same number to get my Jersey Shore points. So. Oh,
that's hilarious.
That is so
Maybe that's funny. Who it is. It's been Jersey Mike's the whole time.
Yeah, it might be Jersey Mike. If they call, you know, I'll take the call, but...
That is hilarious. Well, I am so glad that you were able to call us and we were able to connect so that I can figure out who you are.
But, yeah, they heard my last name tonight and they're like, oh, yeah, Andy. I thought they were just, like, kidding with me, but no.
Well, I hope one day we get to meet so I can be like, you know what? Hey, I've been getting all your phone calls.
Oh, no worries. No worries. Nope. If you want me to talk or do anything, I'm happy to help you guys. But no, this sounds like a fun thing that was going on that I had no idea about. So,
well, I hope we cross paths sometime. Thank you for calling us.
Oh, you bet. Nope, you girls have fun.
Thank you. Hey, and listen sometime. You might enjoy us.
Yeah, maybe. Just maybe.
I'm going to listen now. Yeah, you guys are on. I saw you guys are on from 3 to 7, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll check you out. I'll actually listen tomorrow, okay?
Okay, perfect. Well, we're definitely going to talk about you, so.
Ah. All right, I'll tell all my buddies, too.
Great. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, take care.
I guess I didn't really ask, what do I call? Do I call him Andrew? Are we Andy now? Like, there's so many questions here.
Oh, yeah, how close are you?
Yeah, I didn't ask him, what do I do now with these phone calls and text messages? They're still going to come through.
It's like number one thing you should have asked, probably.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like he's not interested, so maybe
he's
on
not.
His behalf.
He loves his job at Mercy, which is great to hear, so... Can I now be mean?
Oh.
Wait, but that might ruin him in the future.
Yeah.
Shoot, I didn't ask these. Do I fake being his assistant? Oh, my God, that would be so fun.
I think he probably...
Can I fake his identity? God, so many things.
Now he knows where to find you.
Shoot,
so
you're
right. So if the FBI is like, your identity has been stolen, you're going to be the first one he looks at.
Crap,
you're right. Just keep that in mind.
You're right. He does know where I work. So I can't fake the identity.
Just because you now know him, just remember, that means he now knows you too.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm convinced you can pretty much see it all on TikTok. I never was expecting to see someone working out at Walmart.
How? What?
Let me explain. There is a user.
I mean, there's lots of lanes. You can go up and down aisles, I should say.
Oh, yeah. His name's Cam Brown, and he has a series that he's calling Working Out at Walmart Every Single Day Until I Get Jacked.
Like or you, kicked out.
Well, yes. So the first couple of videos, he is documenting himself. By the way, I'm not encouraging anybody to do this. If you decide to, don't put any blame on me, okay? So he documents himself going into the store and going straight to the weights section, like where they have dumbbells and kettlebells because they sell that. And he does like a little arm workout. He does some curls. He does some kettlebell squats. He does some pretty like basic workout routines with free weights. He does push-ups and he does document some people walking by and kind of like looking like, what is this guy doing? But also not doing anything about it. And then every single day since then, he's been posting and he's gotten a little more brave with it, I would say, because he's not really doing any harm, I guess, just by doing curls in the free weights section. But one of the days he decided to go for a run, he wanted to go for a mile run inside the Walmart, which he said was about 3 laps.
Oh my God.
And he also said that it seemed like nobody cared or noticed that he's running through the dairy at Walmart at full speed and nobody seems to notice. He did finally end up getting in trouble because he wanted to go on a bike ride. So he took one of the bikes, rode it around the store. They said, dude, you can't do that. If you need to test the bike, you need to just do it in the aisle. And that was a little bit of a kerfuffle. But I do fear that he's been stopped because day 10 was 2 days ago. And that's the last time he posted. So he may have gotten himself in trouble. It sounds like he was going to different Walmarts.
Mm-hmm.
Probably so that they didn't be like, there's the guy that's working out until he gets jacked. But I got to give points for creativity.
What if, though, like, there were grocery stores that offered, like, a like a workout section. Because, like, let's be honest, our guys don't really want to go with us
at all.
But would you want them to go if they got to work out? I wouldn't, because the whole point is I want you to be there, you know?
No, because also it would make him hungry, and then we would end up with so much more food, probably.
Oh, my God, you're right.
You know when you hit, like, a good workout, and you're like, God, I could eat an entire grocery store? That's dangerous.
You know what? That makes them more money. So listen up, grocery stores.
We will invest if you take our idea.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I know when my boyfriend neighbor man is going to propose. Date is already on the calendar.
Are we on the same planet right now, or did you dream this?
No. I swear we're on the same planet, universe. It's 2025. It's November 20th, like 5:30 in the afternoon. What?
Because you're like the boy who cried wolf.
But the boy who cried engagement. This time, the wolf is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not crying anymore. Okay? I told you earlier this week that my boyfriend neighbor man was asking me, is it Thanksgiving this week? And I was like, what? Why are you asking? Like, that seems oddly suspicious. Why do you care
also
about...
Also, no.
Like, also next week, buddy. Why do you care so much about Thanksgiving? Are you proposing? Mm. And then you were like, no, I think the boy only cares about the roles.
Yeah. He's trying to just be prepared, make sure he has work off, you know?
Fast forward to last night, I said... Well, this is a typical ritual for me. I go, when are you proposing?
You ask that nightly?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
just asking questions.
Wanting to know, like, when do my nails need to be done? Mm-hmm. When do I need to have an outfit? Yeah,
your nails are always done.
Well, they're growing out a little bit, so I just need to make sure they're, like if it was tomorrow, I would have to make an emergency nail appointment.
Got it.
Grown out a little bit, okay? Mm-hmm. So, anyways, I asked, and the last, like, couple times I've asked, he goes, Thanksgiving. And even he said, when I asked last night, he goes, well, Thanksgiving. And you know what, I was gonna tell Taylor yesterday, because we went to his place of employment for our planning meeting.
Yeah,
he said that he was gonna tell you yesterday it was Thanksgiving.
And you're believing this?
Well, yeah, because my only thought is, it could be one thing. He's just joking with me, and it is not Thanksgiving. He's just messing with me because he heard us talking about it. Or it is Thanksgiving, and he's trying to act like it's a joke, making me think it's a joke, but really, it is Thanksgiving, but he's making me think it's a joke, but it's all actually on Thanksgiving. Does that make sense?
No. Is anyone following? The mental gymnastics are crazy.
No, but I think it really is. Like, he's just making me think it's he's making me think it's a joke, but it's really actually on Thanksgiving, which is great because I have a nail appointment for next week.
Oh, dear God. Okay. I'm glad. You know what? Can I say congratulations ahead of time?
Yeah, I just hope it's not in the mashed potatoes.
Oh, God.
I really hate to admit this out loud, but I got banned from Seep Kihoi.
I feel this is something you should maybe keep to yourself.
Well, you think it's because I did like a heist of some sort.
But that's my first thought, right? Because why else would you get banned from a jewelry store? But we would have seen that on the news for sure.
Okay, first off, we know I'd be a lousy person to like rob a jewelry
store. Do anything quietly.
They would catch me like a mile away.
I'm not sure about that.
No, I didn't get banned from them. They'd probably love to have me there. My boyfriend banned me.
Okay.
Well, I had thought, I was having all these thoughts. You know, my mind, you've heard it. You've heard my mind speak out loud.
It's a scary place.
My mind has a million thoughts going at once. And today my mind goes, oh, wait a minute. When did your boyfriend neighbor man buy the ring? And I go, I think we went to Seep Kihoi around January, February to go shopping. But I think he bought it, and when he picked it up was like April. That's a little bit of a blur for me. I wasn't there when he picked it up. but I believe you have 6 months that you have to get it cleaned, like every 6 months. Otherwise, you like lose out on like the warranty, I believe. I'm not really quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I called him today. I was like, uh-oh, when do we need to get it cleaned? Like, I don't want to lose out on that. We got to keep up with it. I'm like, we got to make sure we do that this weekend. I'll go with you. I won't look at the ring, but I want to make sure we go get it cleaned because I just kind of need to make sure, you know, mom's there for it.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, no, honey, no. You're banned. I don't need you going in the store and having any sort of ideas. I don't know what that meant. Like any ideas as in like I'm going to get proposed to sooner than I think I am. If I'm going to start looking at wedding bands.
That's what I was kind of thinking. Ideas to me is like spending more money.
I'd be happy to.
Well, that's why you're banned. Earrings, that's what he's saying. You can't.
Earrings, necklace. I got ideas.
I just am a little confused.
What?
For somebody that wants to be surprised.
Yes.
And have a whole moment. You want to go with him to get clean. You are doing the most to ruin any sort of surprise.
No. I would tell them to make sure I don't see the ring, but just clean it. I need to make sure he goes there and gets it cleaned. I need to make sure it gets. I want to make sure we don't miss out on the 6 months, Taylor. What are you looking?
Didn't he buy the ring? Why do you care about the warranty?
Well, what if we miss out on the 6 months? He bought the ring.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
What is something that you know you really need to replace? You just haven't gotten around to it? Because that could be the answer to tonight's trivia question. These last about 3 years before most people replace them. What is it?
Oh. Got to really think over here because mm-hmm. I don't even know yet. Mm-hmm. Well, you can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
These last about 3 years before most people replace them. What is it?
Is it because it needs replaced or you're like bored of it? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, either.
I got questions. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Question tonight. These last about 3 years before most people replace them. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 4729 said gym shoes.
I freaking wish. I don't know if I've told you this, and I'm really embarrassed to admit it, but I bought shoes a year ago, and they already have holes, like, all over them.
You have told me that you, like, definitely need to look into a new pair.
But- yeah, like, when we post in Sweat Squad, our private Facebook group, that you could join if you're on a sweaty fitness journey.
Yeah.
Join on Facebook. It's called Those Girls Sweat Squad. I have to, like, make sure my shoes are not showing in the photo because...
You got a toe popping out or something?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Oh, my God. After only a year... What are you doing at the gym?
I'll be doing some toe curls.
Clearly, I guess so. Jeez.
I literally, like, make sure my foot is not showing, and then I also have to make sure I'm wearing black socks because the shoes are black so that they don't... You can't tell mm-hmm. that there's that much of a hole. Because if I wear the white sock, oh, everybody would know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask. I'm mad. I don't want to have to replace them. But yeah, they need to be replaced.
It's probably about time. Mm-hmm. It's probably about time to do that.
Mm-hmm. Jim said a winter coat. It's funny you say that, Jim, because literally I had this conversation with my boyfriend, neighbor man, this morning. He was like, you know what? I think it's time I replace my winter coat. I think I've had it for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
What is with men? What do you mean you've had it for 10 years?
I guess, though, now that I'm thinking about it, my like nice... actually keep you warm winter coat, not just like something cute and trendy that I bought on a whim one day. I got my freshman year of college, which would be
10 years ago.
Yeah.
And you're still the same weight?
Well, it's a little tighter in other
spots. Okay, because that's where I'm like, and that was not like a diss or anything.
Well, I go, what? You want a seat?
Because when he said he's had his winter coat for 10 years, I was like, honey, I literally, when I bought my winter coat, because I bought my nice one last year, I'm like, I cannot gain or lose any weight because this thing will not fit me. And I want this to last me 10 years.
You need to do layer training. I think that's why mine probably still fits, is because I've put so many layers of clothes underneath to bundle
up. Stretched it out a little bit?
Yeah. I didn't say it was in good shape. I'm just saying.
I was just like, how do you still, like, I'm telling you, like, if I last in 10 years, I need to still weigh the same. And we're looking at my cookie track right now. I cannot keep eating the cookies that I am.
It's more insulation. Who cares about the coat? You know?
That's why I'm like, how do you still?
It's girl math.
Tell me what you're eating, because I need to eat that.
Cookies. That's why the coat's tight. Lauren said, a phone.
I'm trying real hard. I can't remember when I bought this one. No, it'd probably be 3 years, and I'm trying. It's cracked. You cannot open the back case.
Oh, yeah.
It is shattered like you would not believe.
Yours is bad. I feel like at least at the 2 or 3 year mark, you start to be like, oh, my phone's slowing down.
Uh-huh.
And then you start to lose your patience with it, which then I feel like that's most of the time. I mean, I've cracked phones before and been like, oh, I literally have to get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's running too slow. I can't handle this anymore.
I'm tired of upgrading. iPhones are so expensive. I'm thinking about being an Android, but don't let me do it. Taylor, smack me. Smack me. You have all authority.
Just be ready to lose all communication with me. I will not.
She's like, I don't want to text a green chat. That's disgusting.
I can't do it.
These last about 3 years before most people replace them. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in two songs.
Just know that you are allowed to smack me. I'm serious.
Yeah, say less.
Okay.
She's come like, a little closer.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The question tonight, these last about 3 years before most people replace them. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
umbrellas. They last about 3 years before most people replace them. I'm like, what are we doing to our umbrellas? Because I have one from my Kirkwood days.
I was going to say, I think I've bought one umbrella in my entire life.
Really? I steal people's.
Okay, why are you admitting that? Why do you do that?
Well, no, it's like, I'll be at somebody's house or something and be like, oh, darn, like it looks like it's downpouring. And they're like, you want to borrow my umbrella? And I'll be like, yeah. And then I never give it back.
Okay, that's a bad friend.
Can I come over to your house when it's going to rain?
Oh, I don't have an umbrella. The only umbrella I have.
I thought you had one.
No, and I do.
I must have stolen that one.
My one umbrella. No, I don't think so. I guess I should check my car. It's in the like side cup holder at the bottom of the like probably back passenger side door. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why I keep it in there. I don't take it out even if it's raining. I'm like, I'll just run, you know?
No, I know. Same. I have one in the house in the back door ready to go at all times.
Yeah.
But you forget it at all times. And then I have one in the car for all times, which you in fact forget at all times.
Every time. Also, let's talk about this. Even if I like was going to Target, right? It's raining. I'm like, ooh, I don't want to run inside. I want to grab my umbrella. I don't want to walk around Target with a soggy umbrella. Umbrellas, low-key a scam.
You're right.
I kind of hate umbrellas, I just decided.
This episode was brought to you by We Hate Umbrellas.
Yeah, and I stand by that.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.